Welcome to the audio companion of Hurricane Ephemeris, Achievement Unlocked, Met the Best Friend, as performed by the author. Now, before I start reading this particular post, I'd like to give you a little bit of background. Those of you who have been reading the blog for a while will know that I'm somewhat recently divorced. About 2 years ago is when I had my prove-up hearing, which, at the time, was perhaps the greatest birthday present that I had ever been given. I was only trumped a year later when I found out I sold my house right after my birthday. However, that's neither here nor there. The point is that for the last 2 years or thereabouts, I've been, well, dating. I've kind of put my toe in the water, checked out the scene, been on a lot of first and second dates, except not a whole lot stuck. For one reason or another, either it was me or them or a combination of both, I wasn't able to really find anything worth sticking around for. And I think perhaps there's a few people that felt the same about sticking it out with me. And that's fine. We're not all meant for each other. In that time, it's allowed me to become irritatingly independent and survive on my own quite fine without the feeling that I need somebody in my life. I just want to share it with someone. And it kind of has to be on fair terms. It has to be on something that's right for both parties involved. So when I met Adrian, it was interesting. Basically, he had seen my profile on OkCupid and had been intrigued because he had read it thinking, this is absolutely unlike any other profile I have ever read, and I like it. Now, the question is this bullshit or is this fact? Now, what's interesting about this is that he understands that men who send the first message online can kind of come off as creepy, and that was the last thing he really wanted to do. So, as fate would have it, through a mutual friend of ours' birthday party, he was able to actually see me from across the bar and know that it was me because, well, in person, I'm pretty hard to miss in a crowd. I'm pretty distinct. And rather than come up and say anything at that time, he decided to watch and observe to see if I would behave any differently when I was being observed without knowing it. Sort of a quantum physics sort of thing. And he liked what he saw. And now, see, I don't think this is particularly creepy because I've put him through his own battery of tests to find out if I should worry about that. As it would have it, the next day, I get a message in my inbox on OkCupid saying, I've liked what I've seen for a while, and through a friend of ours at her birthday party, I was able to see you, and I just couldn't bring myself to come up and say hello, but I wanted to say that based on what I've read and what I've seen together, I really kind of like you, and I would like to maybe strike up a conversation. And I took that, and I digested it a little bit, and I thought, yeah, I think I can work with this. I understand the hesitancy, and I'm not as creeped out by people as perhaps I should be, but, you know, it is what it is. As we continue talking, I come to find out, yeah, I really kind of like this guy. However, he works the complete opposite shift of what I do, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's going to make just random dinner on some Thursday night a little bit difficult. And not that I have emotional needs that are more than meager, but now and again, when I have a day when I just need somebody to listen to me rant and tell me that, you know, it's going to be okay, you know, maybe once every year and a half or so this happens, but it's going to be hard with somebody who I can only see a few days a month. So I kind of resisted it for a while, which gave me a little more time to chew on it. And I think that that was probably a good thing, because over time, I learned to realize that I'm not needy. I don't need much more than that. I've got electronic means of communicating. I've got what I need outside of those 4 days a month. So I eventually said, you know what, let's try this. And a few weeks on, I'm actually pretty kind of happy that I did. So, in any event, here's the following. Achievement unlocked. Met the best friend. Over the weekend, the guy I'm seeing met my best friend for dinner Sunday. It was a last minute, I'm hungry, you want company? Sort of thing. So it was pretty casual. Over a slice and a soda, we shared some interesting conversation. Much of it was standard getting-to-know-you stuff until the talk of the Great Bachelorette Hijack of 1998 came up. As the story goes, he and several of his friends drunkenly crashed a bachelorette party, expecting to find penis-shaped novelties such as straws, baked goods, and t-shirts. However, upon storming the gates, they discovered a 6-foot inflatable dildo. It was as if the skies parted and a choir of devils sang as a shaft of light struck this dildo. Mouths agape and hormones raging, hijinks ensued. Namely, grabbing it, hoisting it over their collective shoulders, and running through the middle of their college town with it, all while shirtless, shoeless, and extremely drunk. What struck me was the hesitation to tell the story in the first place. Now, we all know I don't have any boundaries. Okay, well, a few. As he starts to tell the story, I catch him censoring parts of it, to which I encourage him to tell it how it happened. I got the whole, well, I didn't know what the limits were here. I tipped my head to one side, smirked, and said, "Darling, she's my best friend. I mean, this is the girl with whom I ended up with matching vibrators at checkout the last time we went to Dr. John's. During the same trip, we made friends with the cashier when she and Ashley, the cashier in question, ganged up and chased me around the store waving frilly pink lingerie at me." He takes a second to digest this information and turns back to the conversation. "So, there we were, 6 feet of inflatable cock over our shoulders, running down the main drag, trying to outrun the ladies who'd piled into their Mustang and avoid the cops. That's my boy, Bulger and quick on the uptake,